Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Now we know who's in the Super Bowl. Plus, what a wild weekend it was, politically speaking, and American Sniper snapping records at the box office. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation here on America Tonight. Let's start with a happy note. Some people were critical of American Sniper. I don't get it. I don't understand why. I think Chris Kyle was an incredible American. He served because he felt the pull when he saw 9/11, and good for him. He ended up being one of the best snipers in American history, and he saved a ton of lives. So, what were the totals for the people who wanted to go and see Chris Kyle's story? Well, 9.2 million in ticket sales all over the world, and this is in the first couple of days. It's the true life story of the military sharpshooter that I mentioned. We're going to have Jim DeFelice on the show, the guy who wrote the book, and it's open in a very, very big way. Not a surprise, I don't think, because I think it was an incredibly well-done movie. Bradley Cooper really nailed him in the performance, and the story is an easy story to follow. So again, I don't understand the criticism. Clint Eastwood was the director, and it's just a very, very good piece of cinema. Very, very good piece of cinema. And it's up for a bunch of Oscars, too, believe it or not, especially for Best Picture. Best Picture. So it's on the list for the little statuette, which makes people even more curious to go and see it. And you know how we do our cheap movie reviews. I've been a little down under the weather, but I went to see American Sniper so that I could talk about it with Jim DeFelice and with all of you. And let me tell you, like I said, it is worth the $7, $8, $9, whatever dollars you pony up, because it's a very well-told story. You can follow along. It makes sense from A to Z. You see what he did when he served and really how humble he was. He wasn't looking for fame, notoriety. They called him the legend, and he really didn't like being called the legend, but the troops certainly liked having the legend with them, the Marines who had to go and kick in doors and search, because he was there on the rooftop keeping them safe, and he saved a lot of Marines' lives. Boy, that's for sure. In the meantime, some other things happened this weekend besides at the movies. It's interesting because in the world of politics, certainly we know things change day by day, and now that we have a new Congress and they were off doing their little summit thing in Hershey, Pennsylvania, leaving with big ideas probably and giant chocolate bars. I saw a picture with somebody with this incredibly big chocolate bar, and I thought, boy, you better be careful. It's one thing to eat a little hunk of Hershey's chocolate, but to eat a giant chocolate bar that's big enough for 20 people, yikes. So now that everybody is back in Washington, the conversation sets up for the State of the Union, because the president is done campaigning for president. But he's putting, I think, Republicans on the defense. And what are we going to see out of this? I'll call it a performance because that's what it is. The State of the Union is on Tuesday night, and of course we'll have every detail of that for you. Plus, we're going to have some Republican congressman reaction to the State of the Union on our Wednesday show post State of the Union. So that'll be interesting to hear what they have to say about it. But this, I think, will lay out a whole bunch of ideas that the president has, whether it's still probably more on immigration, probably one that's being talked about a lot, $320 billion over the next 10 years through a capital gains tax hike and new bank fees, great, and using that money to cover the community college tuition. Remember, he talked about free two-year tuition at community college. And then a new tax benefit for the middle class that falls in the area of $175 billion. You start to say a lot of billions in a row, you get people nervous, doubtful a lot of that will pass or go through this major tax overhaul to free up some money to fund some of the top priorities, because it's not the top priorities for the Republicans who are on the Hill. So mostly, I would think all of the pitches will be rejected, and that certainly would be one of them when you're talking about taxes to fund 2 years of junior college. Unemployment is at 5.6%. That's from a high of when the president took office at 10%. You remember that in 2009? He inherited some of that, to be fair. But the job numbers aren't helping a lot of Americans who aren't getting raises, who aren't making enough money, who are underemployed, and have their wages have stagnated. So it's not what it appears to be. It looks good on the surface, but when you dig a little bit further behind it, it's not what you think it is, right? And then, of course, there'll be some other things I'm certain that will be mixed in between. So there'll be a little bit of the financial. Perhaps there may be a mention of something with Cuba, and times are changing with Cuba, because there's going to have to be some rah-rah, I would assume. So you may see some of that. But I think the tax increases and the tax decreases for some of the middle class may be a big, big, big focus of the State of the Union, followed by some of the in-betweens, the successes and making those successes what he would think are successes, and making some of the other things that he's put out there, like immigration and the executive action, and making that become a reality. Because I've said this a couple times, but it's worth noting, I don't see many people reporting on this. I checked up on this again, but there's still so many people that have to be hired to clear all those immigrants that are allowed to stay, and they don't even have the people hired. There's like 1,000 people that need to be hired. They need to be vetted. They're only in the beginning throes of that, and they're not even set up to process it, and we are almost at the end of January. And remember, February is when the Department of Homeland Security runs out of money. So, this on the heels of the Republican retreat, the State of the Union, on Tuesday. It's interesting, too, because two big names, Senator Rand Paul and Marco Rubio, both skipped the retreat. Instead, they're contemplating 2016 presidential bids, so they were busy doing that. Rand Paul was in New Hampshire, Arizona, and Nevada this week to meet with supporters. Rubio spent a chunk of the week on some media for his new book, and in the later half of the week, he met with donors, so he was doing kind of a similar thing, now knowing that everyone and anyone on the Republican side of things who's throwing in for the election has to get it and get after that money as fast as they can, because eventually some of those same donors, once they pick somebody, then that money's going to dry up. So now it has become that horse race at the beginning, way before, 2 years ahead of this, because there's only a limited amount of money with particularly big donors. So any of the big cats are going to go after that and try to capture that as soon as possible for their PACs. Wonder if Congress can approve on their rating. A January Gallup survey, you know what it gave Congress, the new Congress? 16% approval rating. That's unchanged from December, so nothing new in Washington. More odds and ends coming up on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
choices, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
Snippet of the State of the Union and the whole push probably for tax hikes and what to expect and probably a little rah-rah in between. But let's give you some odds and ends. I feel sorry for some of you in the Northeast because, and of course, my hometown, New Jersey and Philadelphia, boy, they always get it the worst, I swear. You know, when I was a kid and I first learned how to drive, my mother would always say, stay off 76, stay off 95. I'm like, Mom, where would you like me to drive? So five people were killed on Sunday in crashes from this terrible flash freezing rain that smashed onto the roads, right? And you had 30 to 50 cars on 76 outside of Philly that killed one person, and it's a mess. It looks like if you saw it from afar, a little boy had a bunch of cars and smashed them down together and squished them on his little track. It's terrible. I mean, awful. So who knows? Somebody is, they may all be driving normally, and somebody smashes into somebody else, and then that causes a chain reaction. So it was pretty bad stuff outside of Philadelphia. I mean, you know, they were out there in the freezing rain trying to help all the people, too. So that was the other thing. There was a man that was killed. He was killed after his car overturned on the road, and he was thrown from it and hit by another car. Terrible thing that happened there. So, and in other parts of the Northeast, same thing. In Connecticut, they had slippery conditions. They've had crashes. They had a crash that killed an 88-year-old woman who smashed into a utility pole in New Haven. You know, it's that normal thing. We might be driving the speed limit, but all of a sudden you hit that. You cannot barely see. You hit those surfaces. It's cold, and it's just a sheet of ice. I think it's the scariest thing to drive on. I really, really do. And so, with the temperatures dropping below freezing from really northern Maryland into Philly and up through northern New Jersey, I know some of you are even listening to me there, don't go out if you don't have to go out. I mean, if you have freezing temperatures, these roads are not good. So whatever you're doing, just re-rack it, because it's not worth trying to make it through that. I mean, 76, a nightmare, just a jumbled line of cars. And the last time I was on 76, there was a horrific rainstorm and cars were flooding. This was a couple of years ago, and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to be, for the first time ever, and I didn't do this on purpose, I was listening to the news, I'm going to be in a floating car and I'm going to have to get out of the car. But luckily, somebody waved me over to one tiny area where I would safely be able to get by, and I did, but there were a lot of cars that were floating, that were stalled, that couldn't get through. So bad weather, and especially the freezing stuff with the cold highways, is making it nearly impossible in some areas to safely get to wherever you're getting. And, you know, it's the weekend, and people have things that they're doing. And, hey, some people work on the weekend. But if there was ever a time that you should have called in sick, boy, was that a time to call in sick, wasn't it? Wouldn't you love to be the person that does this? Have you ever really thought about coming up with like a number, any number? This guy came up with 500 pounds of pennies, and he deposited 500 pounds of pennies at a bank. Can you imagine their face when you walk in with that? 65 years of saving pennies. An 81-year-old guy in Slayton, Texas, deposited 81,600 of them, $816 worth, but 500 pounds. So how about that? He said he started saving them in 52. He said he didn't have a lot of money, so he saved pennies, and he just kept on saving them. Remember, there was a push to do away with the penny, and then they decided later not to do that. So it's a good thing he got those pennies to the bank. Usually, when people are taking pennies like that and dumping them somewhere, even at a bank, it's to kind of send a message, and it's not usually a pleasant message. This was just a cool old guy who saved all his money, saved his pennies, and knew it was time to take them into the bank, and he did, and lo and behold, there you go, takes the pennies in and creates a little bit of a stir because probably they were shocked when they saw all the pennies, but he gets to deposit all the money, so very, very cool. This story, not so cool, but sounds like something you might see on the Lifetime Network, or maybe it's something you'd see on Nightline or on the news or on that NBC show, Dateline NBC. How about this body that they found floating in a pond on a golf course in California? He's an AIG executive who disappeared a couple of weeks ago while he was going to work conference in that area. The Riverside County Coroner's Office confirmed it was the body of Omar Meza. The cause of death, of course, under investigation, just 33-year-old guy. They saw him last around 11 o'clock at the JW Marriott Desert Springs Resort in Palm Springs. I've stayed there. After having dinner with a couple co-workers. So the wife of the distributor's vice president, Diane Meza, was dropped off by an Uber driver, right, at the wrong hotel. And footage shows Omar Meza walking out of the hotel lobby. They later found his jacket folded on the golf course over the weekend with his wallet, and then they discovered his body when golfers finished their round, spotting it floating in a pool. That would be just the creepiest, craziest thing. You're golfing and someone's floating in the pond. So they scoured the property, I mean, looking all over the place, didn't find anything. You know, they found him, obviously, trying to see if they could have any leads as to what could have happened. And they don't understand. They said he was loved as a husband, a son, a brother, a friend. So what is the scoop on why he was floating in a pond? And the coroner's office will have to do the best job they can, so maybe they can determine what happened there. But it's, I think, very crazy. Does it sound like foul play? Does it sound like, I don't know, does it sound like something was going on with him and he ended his life? They didn't say that. They didn't say that he had some kind of wounds that were consistent, that were self-inflicted, somehow something that he would have hurt himself and, you know, ended up face down in a pond on a golf course. It's crazy. There was two really weird golf stories. A PGA golfer was robbed and beaten, of all places, in Hawaii. And this is a guy that we actually had on the show a long, long, long time ago, because I interviewed him and a bunch of other golfers on the course. And his name is Robert Allenby. He's a really super friendly Australian golfer. He was robbed, beaten, dumped in a park after he missed the cut at the Sony Open in Hawaii. I mean, and he had a deep scrape on his forehead. He said, "I should be okay. I just have some pain." He was in a bar before he was separated from his caddy and a friend. The caddy said that he was robbed of his cell phone, his cash, his credit cards, and then they just dumped him in a park 6 miles away. Wow. And luckily, there was a homeless woman in the park who saw a guy being thrown out of the car, which of course led to the scrapes and stuff on his forehead. And she ran to get help, and they obviously found him and got him to the hospital. She called for help, and somebody helped. And wow, I mean, a very popular guy. He's won 22 tournaments. He's very, very well liked. He's played 6 times in the President's Cup, and he has 4 PGA victories. But like I said, likable, friendly guy. Somehow, who knows, if he started talking to someone slipped him something, because he says he can't remember much of what happened. All right, speaking of being slipped something, as we do our weekly re-rec, one of the interesting conversations we had was with Bob Allison, who talked about what he went through with alcoholism and drugs and how he hit rock bottom and what it was that actually pulled him back into life and how many people start down that road and they become binge drinkers and then it gets that much worse and families try and they go to clinics and they try to help them and it just seems like a lost cause. He says he wasn't a lost cause, but it sure took him a long time to hit rock bottom, to turn it around. And now he's helping other people who find themselves in the same situation. How do you deal with that? How do you deal with the frustration of having someone close to you who's riddled with alcoholism? You know, they're alcoholic and drug addicted, and they're your flesh and blood, and you're just trying to throw them a lifeline, and they won't pay attention. Bob Allison's next. Then coming up, we'll talk about the Super Bowl matchup and what happened in the AFC-NFC championship games. Hang with us. More coming your way next on America Tonight.
The receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com. Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
About what people are doing to fight chemical dependency and some of the great programs that are out there, but just how tough it is for people, and including we've just heard these new statistics about binge drinking where someone thinks, oh, it's okay, and then we see what that's leading to. So in our virtual green room right now, we're really pleased to have Bob Allison with us. He's an expert in chemical dependency, and he certainly knows because he was chemically dependent himself, and he's the author of a book called Saved by the Prince of Peace, Dungeon to the Sky. And it talks about the story, his story, of how he freed himself from alcohol and other drugs. Bob, thanks for sharing your story with us.
Oh, I'm happy to do it.
So, first of all, tell us what happened. How did you spiral into this? Was it a gradual thing, and then all of a sudden you were hooked into different drugs and alcohol?
Well, the period of time that I used drugs and alcohol addictively was 28 years, but I could probably safely say that I was addicted by the time I graduated from high school with alcohol and marijuana at that time. I subsequently graduated to cocaine, but it all started there. And I went from a great life, great job, great family, to homelessness on the street. I was homeless on the streets of Denver for 1 year. I went to 13 treatment centers for chemical dependency, and it wasn't until I was completely defeated that I surrendered to the fact that I'm an addict and alcoholic, and I took help. The 13th treatment center was Hazelden here in Minnesota, and I went to 7 months of treatment there. But the disease is cunning, baffling, and powerful. It's terminal if not treated. It is preventable in terms of the deaths are preventable. I don't know if the disease is preventable. The disease of addiction also destroys us by attacking our mind, our emotions, and our spirits simultaneously. The addict becomes overwhelmed. And although the addict is responsible for his own actions and decisions, there comes a time when he becomes completely powerless.
Wow. And you felt that, obviously, by spiraling all the way down to the point, as I said in the beginning, and then you mentioning that being homeless for a year, it just was, there was nothing left, no job, no help, boom, you found yourself on the streets.
I lost absolutely everything, and I spent my time panhandling for quarters and 50 cents on the street corners and getting enough money to drink in the bars at night, and at the very end, I actually was living in an electrical utility closet in an alley behind my favorite bar. And it was there that I actually surrendered. I said a simple prayer. I said, "Jesus, please help me." 2 days later, I was in Hazelden in Minnesota for chemical dependency treatment.
Wow. You know, it's interesting, too, because as you said, you had a great life. You had a degree in international political economy from Colorado College, and you go from that to finding yourself in that position. So once you went to Hazelden, you started to climb out of that hole. How long do you think it, you know, when did you really see the clearing? Eventually, after 6 months, a couple of weeks, and how did you turn that life all the way around?
Well, today I've been blessed with 16 years sober. I was at Hazelden in 1998, but I would say it's safe to say it's at least a 1 year just to kind of get the cobwebs out and to recover physically, mentally, and spiritually. The key is a spiritual solution to this disease. That's what gets us out of that hole. But for me, Hazelden was the last one. Really, the key is surrendering. If a person has not surrendered and not had the humility to admit that they're an alcoholic and an addict, there's very little anyone can do to help them.
So when somebody sees that they've got a family member or a friend that they just see this pattern and they know it could be drugs or drinking, but let's say drinking, they know they're drinking too much. The only way you know that they're going to get help is once they surrender and admit to it, right?
Well, that's the bottom line. Now, there's education. They could go to treatment. They could do a family intervention. You know, all of those things are possible, but, you know, being an addict and alcoholic, I know how we are. We're stubborn. We're full of denial. Denial and loss of hope are two things that kill addicts. And, you know, we also have the mental obsession to use chemicals. We also have the physical craving for chemicals. And some of us are dual diagnosis, some form of mental illness like bipolar and the addiction. And the other thing that kills us is isolation.
No, yeah, I would imagine, because then eventually that's what happens. People shirk away from you and give up, and you find yourself alone for sure. I mentioned about the binge drinking, and it was that research that came out that surprised a lot of people. The CDC actually had it out there a couple of weeks ago, saying that an average of 6 people a day die from alcohol poisoning in this country, and that adds up to, you know, 2,200 really plus. So it's one of the more preventable causes of death, and I think people don't understand what binge drinking is. Do you think that's true?
Well, I don't think they understand it completely because an alcoholic or an addict can binge drink and be a functional alcoholic. In other words, they might be a star at work. They can function well, but they come home at night and they abuse alcohol and drugs successively. And they can carry that on for a period of time. It might be a year or 2 years or even 5 years, but eventually it's going to catch up to them, and they're going to cross the line into addiction where the problem affects a major life area like family, finances, health. So that's what they don't know about binge drinking is what it can lead to. And then it could be a short death, too, as that article you mentioned, you know, indicates.
Yeah, they talk about that. The other thing is, I think, especially college age, or right when you get out of college, especially for guys, maybe for women too. But I think there's a pressure to drink, or at least there certainly was. Do you think peer pressure pushes some people in that direction? I mean, you might have the addiction thing inside you, but do you think there's sometimes peer pressure and that just adds to it?
Oh, absolutely. When I was at a fraternity house Colorado College, we had drinking games on a regular basis every weekend. They had kegs of beer in the basement of the fraternity house. It was a lot of pressure. And when you're a young person, you know, you're very susceptible to that pressure.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So you write this book, Saved by the Prince of Peace, Dungeon to the Sky. And what's the key message that you want people to take out of that when you wrote that book?
The purpose of my book is to give hope, encouragement, faith, and love to the suffering addict who might think that he or she cannot recover. Because, again, when you lose hope, you're essentially done. I mean, that's what kills addicts, denial, and then when they lose hope. I was right on the cliff looking down into the abyss, about to lose my hope, and I knew that if I crossed that line, that I'd be dead. So this book gives hope, encouragement. There's I've got a website, which is dungeontosky.com. It has a blog. I've written over 40 blogs. All of those things can really help addicts. The blogs are great because every blog is on a different topic about addiction and recovery.
Yeah, and you help people too. I mean, obviously with the book, but you're also concerned about helping people. Is that rewarding for you when you know that you've kind of pulled someone away from the abyss?
Oh, absolutely. It's quite frankly, it's the only thing that really gets me excited is helping other people. If I can save the life of just one addict, then all of my pain in the past has been worth it.
And there's no, I mean, it doesn't, you know, alcohol or chemical dependency knows no boundaries, right? Gender, age, it's all over the board.
That's right. Rich, poor, male, female, any socioeconomic category, race, it doesn't matter. This is an unprejudiced disease that's killing people at the rate of, for binge drinking, 6 a day. There's 24 million addicts in the United States, and only 10% are getting treatment.
Yeah, that tells you something right there, doesn't it? 24 million, wow, what a crazy statistic. Bob, if somebody wants to get a copy of your book and pass it on to a friend, where can they get it?
They can go to my website. They can buy my book directly on my website, which again is dungeontosky.com. And you can choose from, when you get to my website, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Kindle, any one of those. But I would suggest going directly to the website because they'll be able to take advantage of some free resources there.
Excellent. Bob Allison, thank you so much for sharing your story, and let's hope that it helps some people out there that may find themselves in that same situation. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the VitaClay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fine us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For this hour of America tonight with Kate Delaney, how you doing? I know our friends in the Northeast, not so great. I mentioned the icy flash freeze that really tightened grips on the roads there and caused a lot of problems, especially outside of Philadelphia, but in some other places as well. You know, it wasn't about the weather, it was about the win. Here we go, 6th Super Bowl try for Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. The night game, the AFC game, had the Patriots slamming the Colts. I mean, they were not even in it. 45-7. 45-7. And I'll tell you, nobody had that. Nobody had the Patriots doing that kind of damage. And a lot of people figuring it would be closer. I certainly was one of the people that thought it would be closer. I had 35-21. And that it wasn't even a contest. I mean, it was a Tom Brady show. And this is, you know, this is what you see from Tom Brady. This is what he does, and this is what Belichick does, and there they are again. And so Brady leads the Pats to a Super Bowl, you know, again. And he had the last win, if you think back, was in his first year as a starter, actually. The first one was in 2001. Then he had a run of 3 championships in 4 years. Now he and Belichick have a chance for their first in 10 years. You think they're always competitive and they're always hanging around, but it's been 10 years since that's happened. And right away, they got off the dime so quickly, so fast. And Andrew Luck, who they're talking about, may be the highest paid football player by the time next year rolls around, like $25 million a year. He just was, there was just nothing in it. It was the worst game ever of his career. I mean, just the worst against the Patriots. He was 12 of 33, 126 yards, no touchdowns, two interceptions, and it wasn't one to brag about. There was absolutely no luck for Andrew Luck in the Patriots' house. I mean, the Pats kept rolling with touchdowns, series after series after series, and it really wasn't close even from the beginning. You know, they went into the locker room 17-7. The Patriots had the edge, and that was probably the closest the whole time, where you thought, oh, okay, maybe we'll see a little bit more of a game, but Now, the NFC Championship game was a much different story. Oh, my gosh. The NFC Championship game was incredible. Incredible in the sense that how Green Bay and Mike McCarthy blew that. Some, I think, bonehead conservative calls on his part. And they were leading. They had the win. It seemed like it was they had it. They had it nailed. So I got to play every second, every down. They ended up losing 28 to 22 in overtime. It went to overtime. Aaron Rodgers, after the game, said that he'll think about this for a very, very long time. A very long time. A lot of people figured Seattle would just get back to the same position they were in last year. Well, they did, but it definitely didn't look like that was happening. I mean, Rodgers was limping on an injured calf. There's no question about it. He had one touchdown. It was Mason Crosby, who had five field goals. In fact, his 48-yarder with 14 seconds to go forced the overtime. But the brilliance, I think, in the magic in this game was Russell Wilson not looking so great in the first half with four interceptions, even though you could say some of the balls were tipped, and then coming back in a huge way. Jermaine Kearse gets his 35-yarder that seals it in overtime, that causes that 28-22. But I think the most incredible play of the game had to be Wilson's pass to Luke Wilson for the two-point conversion, where he was getting mugged all over the place, and how he found him, and that was the difference maker, because that gave them the lead 22-19. If Green Bay had come down and scored, they wouldn't have set up the situation that you saw. Matt, I'm sure you were watching these games. How crazy for Green Bay. And I really do think Mike McCarthy screwed up on some conservative play calling for the Packers, frankly.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think, you know, those two goal line stands,
yes,
in the beginning of the game where they ended up with field goals, I'm a big proponent of going for it on fourth down, especially when you're right there. I just think it's so much easier, and somebody was laying out the numbers. There was some Twitter handle about advanced metrics of football, and when you go for it on fourth down, you have a pretty decent chance of getting it, and if you don't, the offense has to go like 99 yards. I don't know. I'm a big proponent of going for it, unless it's a field goal to win the game. I'm always in favor of going for it.
Yeah, so they really blew it. I mean, they did. They blew it. Aaron Rodgers said this is going to haunt him forever for the rest of his career.
I don't know. As a Viking fan, though, and having the tables turned on my team in 2009 and 1998, it's all right for me to see the shoe on the other foot for the Packers.
Oh, yeah, and it's there for sure. The Seahawks became the first team since the 82 Jets to win a postseason game where they turned the ball over five times. Teams had lost 45 consecutive postseason games in which they turned the ball over five times, so how about that? Russell Wilson is the fifth player to throw a TD pass in a postseason overtime game and the first since Tim Tebow. And they're the first team, Seattle Seahawks, to get back to the Super Bowl in 10 years, back-to-back Super Bowl appearances. The Broncos, of course, not the opponent after they were wiped out. And so this time around, it's going to be Seattle and New England. A lot of people already throwing out their opinions. As for the Seattle game, the NFC Championship game, the 28-22, I probably came the closest. I had 27-21. 27-21. And others were kind of around it, but nobody nailed it exactly, thinking that it was going to be a much more high-scoring game. So that's it. In 14 days, it is going to be Seattle and New England in this Super Bowl. And I wonder how many people are excited about this Super Bowl. Certainly, I know a lot of guests that we have that come on from New England are excited about it because they all tweeted me. You know, we talked to Stephen Kelly, and Stephen Kelly is pretty excited about it, our financial guy. And there are some others I know that have already sent me notes about how excited they are, and they can't believe how great they played and how dominant they were. And certainly they were very, very dominant. The Patriots were very, very dominant, much different from, like I said, the NFC Championship game. The AFC was a snoozer. Of course, if you were a Patriot fan and you want to go to the Super Bowl, you loved that you weren't really ever in a situation where you were biting your nails, worried about it. And it was some, you know, it was crappy weather, too. There's no question. There was some rain and kind of snow mixed in with rain a little bit. And so you could see that. And that was coming down almost from the beginning. But you know that when you play. You know that when you play in New England. That's always a possibility. And nobody was blaming the weather for what happened. I think one of the more interesting moments was to see Russell Wilson going back to the Super Bowl, who I think was, I mean, he was just so stunned at the end of the game, he just sat and cried. And you could see him, and I love it. He was just sitting there, you know, real tears coming down his face, genuine emotion, because he had such a brutal first half, and then the way he manned up in the waning moments, incredible. And that's what you do when you're a good quarterback. He did what you do. You take advantage when they leave the door open. And he did, especially that two-point conversion, because it looked like no way is this going to happen. No way is this going to happen. So coming up this week in our Wednesday into Thursday show, the Pro Bowl is on. I know it's kind of one of those, who cares? But it is an NFC-AFC thing, and it's easy to come up with a score for that. So we'll do a nail the score for that game. The last segment of our second hour, and we'll do nail the score, of course, the following week for the Super Bowl. Then we're done. And boy, I hope there's still a chance that somebody can nail the score. Bragging rights, prizes. You know what? Hey, it might be you. Might be you. Thanks for listening, everybody. Remember, you can always hang with us, AmericaTonight.net.
About your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.